Next, we're going to talk about a possible unintended consequence of the revolutions in the Middle East. It's the risk of terrorism. In a moment, we'll talk about what's happening in Yemen. We begin with Libya. The Obama administration says it has not made up its mind whether to arm Libyan rebels, in part because there are still too many questions about who the rebels are and whether they have links to Al-Qaeda. The CIA has deployed covert teams to Libya to try to find out more. NPR's Rachel Martin has our story.
The American commander who oversees NATO forces put it this way.
We have seen flickers in the intelligence of potential Al-Qaeda.
That's Admiral James Stavridis testifying on Capitol Hill last week.
But at this point, I don't have detail sufficient to say that there's a significant Al-Qaeda presence or any other terrorist presence in and among these folks.
I think the admiral was going with a good hunch, which is they're a small minority. But we need more than a good hunch now.
That's Bruce Rydell. He's a former CIA official, now with the Saban Center for Middle East Studies at the Brookings Institution. He says a key part of the CIA's covert mission in Libya right now is understanding who the rebels are. That means gauging alliances and assessing how much real support Gaddafi has among certain tribes. One tool the CIA uses is so-called walking around money.
U.S. dollars, cash, that they can use to try to persuade tribes to switch sides. This is one of the things we did in Afghanistan in 2001. And if there's a tribal leader who's wavering between supporting the Gaddafi or supporting the rebellion, we say, how much? How much will it cost for you to come over?
According to one counterterrorism official familiar with what's unfolding in Libya, the big problem is knowing who to give the money to, because the rebels who seem the most professional are the ones who may have gotten their training while fighting against the U.S. in Iraq and Afghanistan. That brings us back to the crux of the covert mission in Libya, figuring out what role Islamic extremists have in the rebellion. For more than a decade, the CIA has been tracking a terrorist organization called the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, which has deep ties to Al-Qaeda. Again, Bruce Rydell.
We have Libyans in the senior hierarchy of Al-Qaeda today. We have Libyans fighting with Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan against NATO forces today. So there is a long-standing pattern of Libyans being associated with Al-Qaeda and like-minded groups.
Up until a few weeks ago, the CIA's ally in fighting this group was Muammar Gaddafi. Now CIA teams on the ground have to figure out for themselves how much influence the group may have in Libya's rebellion. Dianne Feinstein chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee.
There's no question that a call has gone out from Al-Qaeda and a number of other terrorist organizations that people should come, report in Libya, and join the fight.
Feinstein says it's been impossible to determine exactly who is answering that call.
No one knows. I can't tell you how many Islamic fundamentalists who want a jihad are in Libya today. I cannot tell you how many of them are on the front lines. I don't know. So we are working from a blind spot.
That blind spot is the reason Feinstein and other lawmakers say they don't want to arm the Libyan rebels. President Obama has said he's not ruling out that possibility, at least not until the CIA has come back with some answers. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.